File 000, Wednesday night, we're back to Chelek Aleph and Mishnah Berurah. Hilchos Kriya Shema, we'll start with Siman Pei, Sif Aleph. There is only one Sif in Siman Pei. Siman Pei, we're in the middle of the halachos of Tzoon, of Meraglayim, and of keeping yourself clean. And I've told the story in the nursing home of Muncie. I think I'm sure I told the story, especially as you heard it. So there was a nursing home that I made a Basika Minyan in Muncie, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very kind, and we ended up in a shul of a nursing home, and we had nothing to do. We didn't have to pay rent, we didn't have to clean. The place was air-conditioned, steam, beautiful chairs, beautiful tables, paneling, sforim, clean, like shining clean, and it cost nothing. It was from the nursing home. And so It was owned by Jews, and then it had different managers. I lived through a lot of managers in my day, so that I had to deal with, you know. So once for a few years the manager was a lady guy. So I had to deal with her. And one of the problems that the bathrooms, they had to lock the bathrooms. There was a whole system of the bathrooms. It wasn't just public bathrooms. The whole basic of the bathrooms, we had to have the key, and there was an alarm system. It was very, very complicated. So I was sitting with her once, working out, and then she told me, she asked me something, she doesn't understand it. She says, in church, there's no bathrooms. Like, what do you need a bathroom in a shul? Like, you're coming to pray. What are you so busy with bathrooms for? In a church, there's no bathroom. I said, let me ask you a funny question. What does someone do if they have to, like, go to the bathroom? Like, what do you do? She says, church is a holy place. No bathroom. You just have to hold it in. That's all. You just have to. That's all. So I said, my husband's mom is pum fakert. When you're praying to Hashem, it's so important that your goof be noki, that it's a very important thing that there should be bathroom. It's like, it's very choshev. And I said, there's so many halachas about how to deal with different situations. I said, in the church there's no bathrooms. Anyway, we're learning these halachas, and it sounds funny. First of all, without indoor plumbing, these halachas are extremely, they're nagea to us too, because we have plenty of kids with diapers, and you walk in the street, you want to make a bracha, but it's, you have to realize in the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, and up till 200 years ago, not even, there was tzoah, like all around, like there was tzoah, meraglayim, you'd always be careful with it. And so we're going to learn a halacha today. When kids are playing outside, so be careful when they come in from playing about making a bracha, because they're probably going to be full of tzoah, because where were they playing already? They were playing somewhere. Come to think of it, Ramat Beit Shemesh just had its own issue there, so not so posh. I'm sure plenty of people made brachas when they weren't allowed to. It was the smell of Reach Ra. Okay, anyway, so a lot of halachas, and that's first of all. Okay. It's important to be naki, and this is, it's very typical of Torah to deal with these things almost ad nauseum. Like people say, stop already, like we'll keep learning about tzoah. Bite the tzoah, bite the tzoah, bite the miraglayim, bite the miraglayim, stop already. But besides the fact that they are actually very relevant, and especially in the time of the Gemara and Mishnah, they're relevant, but the concept, the importance of nikiyus, and, you know, this is all part of being dressed properly for davening, and you omid lufnei hamelech, and when you make a bracha, you're in the presence of Hashem. This is all noyim achnecha kadosh. I always say this, it's like, this should really, this is all from noyim achnecha kadosh. So you're supposed to extrapolate. Forget about tzoah. Forget about meraglayim. That means every time we make a bracha, we're standing in the Machne Hashem. And every time you learn Torah, you're in Machne Hashem. And this rule applies. That's why this rule applies. I'm sorry. That's why, because you're in Machnecha Kadosh, you're in the presence of the Shekhinah. So you say, so forget about the Tzola. I mean, you're in the presence of the Shekhinah whenever you make a bracha. It's a very powerful thing. So that's really what we should also walk away from this with. Okay. Misha Borilo, Sit Pei, really is very Nogaya. I mean, I'm very Nogaya. It's someone has to pass wind. Now, it's funny, like, such an Iker Dika thing is actually a Machlokes in the Mishnah Brura, exactly what the case is. In other words, when you pierce wind, there's a Reach Ra. But it's a Reach Ra she'ein lo Ikar. It's called, it has no, it's not, it's ein lo Ikar, it has no source. It's considered to have no source, it's just a Reach Ra that popped out of nowhere, so to speak. It's not attached to a source. Reach Ra she'ein lo Ikar is only also midrabbanon to make a bracha in its presence, or when it smells bad, or where it smells bad. It's only midrabbanon. Here, we're not even talking, it's tricky. We'll get to the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see exactly what we're talking about in terms of the Reach Ra aspect. But really, Siman Pei tells us a halacha that the very fact that you're passing wind, like forget about when you pass wind, so now you have to stop davening because there's Reach Ra, at least with the Rabbana. It's just it's called not a guf naki. Passing wind is a bizoyan, it's not nice, it's not something you do when you're davening or when you... So that's what Siman Pei is teaching us. Misha Borilo, someone who's sure, Sheni Yochol Lamed Alatzmo Melohafiach, piercing wind, Melohafiach, Akshe Gimbor Kriyash Maltfila, he won't be able to say, even just Kriyash Maltfila, he won't be able to say without piercing wind. He can't hold himself back. Now, according to one side of the Mishnah Berurah, no, according to all of them, this means even if the pierce wind, and the way to the Reach Ra goes away, and then he'll be able to continue davening. So he'll get through the davening, but he'll always have to pierce wind during davening. So Mutav Mutav the Mechaber says, Mutav Sheyavar Zman Kriyashma Tfila, don't daven, don't say Kriyashma, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Kriyashma is a big chiddush, and it's not even true. They say it's Agavurcha. This din is only true by Tfila, not really by Kriyashma. It's a Pelan, the Mechaber. I mean, it's in Hilchos Kriyashma, so the Mechaber meant Kriyashma, but it's a Pelan, the Mechaber. They all ask on him. His sources only talk about Tfila, where you're Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. By Kriyashma, you don't have that aspect. But we're learning the Mechaber now, and he... even the Mechaber is talking about this din does not apply to Pesukah Dezimra. Again, we're not talking about the Reach Ra angle. We're talking about the fact that it's called Eino Guf Naki. Your guf isn't Naki. Whether you could say it, but you always have to deal with the Reach Ra angle. In other words, once you've passed wind, then there's a Reach Ra and you're not allowed to say a bracha. You're not allowed to daven. But we're talking about now the very fact that your body has to expel that, so that's called Eino Guf Naki. You're not allowed to wear tefillin. Nothing to do with the Reach Ra that will exist afterwards. You're not allowed to wear tefillin in this matzah. It's also something you're not allowed to do when you're Eino Yochol Lishmor Atzmo Melohofiach. If you know you will have to pierce wind, you really Meikar Adin. See in the Mishnah Berurah. You're not allowed to put on tefillin. It's called you don't have a Guf Naki. So you, and according to the Mechaber, you can't say Kriyat Shema Tefila either. So if you know that you won't be able to say Kriyat Shema Tefila, so you won't say Kriyat Shema Tefila. That's all. The law is bound. Now at the end of the sentence, he just talks about Tefila. That's one of the poem on the Mechaber. Mimashi is bound below Guf Maki. Mimashi is bound Tefila. Okay, Anusu. We didn't let him daven. He's called an Anus. That's all. At least, between Avraham and Kriyashma, he quickly puts on tefillin. He can hold it for 2 minutes. He can hold it. But it takes him 2 minutes to say Kriyashma. So he quickly puts on tefillin after Avraham. with a bracha, if you remember, in Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Kriyashma, Tefillin, you make, it's important to say Tefillin. Tefillin is sort of an integral part of Kriyashma, Neirei D'Sheker, and therefore it's okay also to make the bracha between Birchas Kriyashma and Kriyashma. Oh, that's what the Rambam says, Mubarak Aleihem, and it quickly says Kriyashma. Okay, that's the Mechaber. So the Mechaber is Mechadish, this halacha. So Chiddush halacha, we're not talking about the Reach Ra angle. We're talking about, you don't have a Guf Melki, we'll call it. You can't, you have to have a Guf Melki for Kriyashma Tefillah. If you can't, don't daven. Don't say Kriyashma. Daven Mincha twice, that's all. Can't put on Tefillin. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Misha bori lo, lafuka meno bori lo. If you're not sure, the person starts, and you have nebuch, not nebuch, I shouldn't say nebuch, but you have people that become very paranoid, and they're always going to the bathroom. This is it's a mental health problem that is that mashgichin face and others face. I don't know if you. It's a mental health problem. Some people get all obsessed. They learn these halachas. You know, they get obsessed, and they maybe have to go to the bathroom, maybe have to pass wind, and they start spending an inordinate amount. It's something you have to deal with. It becomes a sickness. You talk to the psychiatrist. Jewish psychologists deal with this. People who spend. Don't worry, chill out. It's only if you know for sure you won't be able to hold yourself in. Sheina Yochol. Rotzalomar, Filo in Layomar. In me, the Mechaber's Lashon is a little strange. To read the Mechaber, it's not clear what he means. So the Mishmur says clearly what he means. Even if he'll only say Kriyash Mantfila, he still will have to pierce wind. He won't be able to hold himself back. Right. Just Kriyash Mantfila. Because if he could, then that's what he should do. If you're in the Mechaber situation, then you should just. You should say Kriyash Mantfila. Zman Kriyash Mantfila, let it go by. Achronim is. I'm sorry? If you can only hold yourself back for 6 minutes. So in those 6 minutes, you should say Kriyash Mantfila. What should you do then? Well, you could say Kriyash. You could say Sukkot Zimra before.
Without the brachas.
Zman Kriyash Machronim Iskimu Bein Lo. No, you should say the brachas afterwards. But the Eved, you could say the brachas outside of the context of Kriyash. We've had that before. But the Eved, yeah. Achronim is what? I'm sorry? No. It's not Ma'akev. Achronim is Skimu, then lo lavas man Kriyashma, shu diaraisa mishum zeh. First of all, Kriyashma is diaraisa. Second of all, you're not aiming with the Fnei HaMelech, he says. The Gamba Chulis HaRoshim, imenu makor adin lo niska shum Kriyashma. Uvumogin giborim kosu durak shikra delishna. Even though, as I say, it's an Hilchos Kriyashma. Gotta be a pretty big shikra delishna to put it in Hilchos Kriyashma. Raya, the Mesimah Lamas Chesed Beis Isa Gamkein Zeh Adin Leinis Kishom Rak Tfilo Levado Become Kansiim Rak Tfilo Levado. Although I don't know why in the next line he does talk about Kriyashma again in the very last line. Kavod Zeh Shulchanoruch Rak Lomar Dal Yudei Zeh Yishana Hanagoso Shemis Pavel Tomit Kriyashma Tfilo Bezmano Ella. He says the Mechaber means Yikar Kriyashma Levado in Berchoseh Velo Yispalel But you're not talking to Hashem. You're not standing in the presence of the king talking to him. Because tefillin certainly it applies to. Don't mizman kriyashma because you can't put on tefillin. As important as it is to put on tefillin for Kriyashma, but if you'll miss Kriyashma because you're waiting to put on your tefillin, that's wrong. Okay, Umavarech Aleihem, that's the Ramo.
What happens if it's not a smell?
we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. He's going to be a machlok in the Mishnah Berurah in Pre-Chadosh now. V'teka v'achar kriya shema yechal tzon, you take it off. Okay. Talis, you can put it on because you don't need a gufnaki for talis. Shein tzor gufnaki letzitzes. If they brought you a talis, you happen not to have one, and they brought you a talis between Avarava and kriya shema, you do not make a bracha on the talis. We had that before. Okay, v'cholzer. See that where there's a small vav pointing to the Shara Hatsiyun of vav. V'cholzer k'sher lo mikro zeh b'shum shumaychol she'izik lo v'kayose. He ate something that didn't agree with him. This happens, you know, and then for the next few hours. V'oifen shela erev v'ada yuchol esval b'gufnoki. So you'll be able to daven mincha properly. It's just now it's a problem. V'lo osi yisr hafocha because, I'm sorry, Avol Misha Rogel Bekach, someone who, you know, you have people who have a problem. And it's a constant problem. Not going to be better that night. She Yeshul Choli, She Machlot Mucha Lafia Bekol Shah, Vim Lo Yus Baal Niftam and Atfila Liolam. So then we say, that person, Mutalol His Baal Below Gufnaki. It's not like an objective Isser. It's something you shouldn't do, even if you'll miss a Tfila. Daven twice mincha. But if this is a constant problem, you have people in old age homes, this is an issue that comes up. So Mishnah Berurah is paskening. You can't go your whole life without davening. So you daven without a gufnaki. And now look how the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Tshuvas HaRamah, phrases it. The lo osi iser hafocha shehu reyach rashein lo ikar, the iser midrabanan. The dochi lekriyas shma diyoraisa ole tefila shehu mitzvah derabim. I'm not sure what he means by a mitzvah derabim. Something that you do with a minion, or you're supposed to do with a minion. It's something that everybody does. Not quite sure what that. Lochen yikra kriyas shma viyuspale. Vaprichodesh gas of gamkein hocha ele dahosif dekshagia loyafocha. Yafzik ashe yichlo hareyach, k'may bereyach rashein lo ikar, the posik, the yachz of this bala. So it comes out like this. According to the Pre-Chadosh, we're talking about hafocho win a reyach ra. You certainly have to stop. Who asked about a hafocho without a reyach ra? So if there is such a thing, so from the Mishnah Berurah it's mashma. How does Mishnah Berurah say it? He says this halacha says if it'll always happen, so you don't always miss tefillah, but you can even daven with the reyach ra. So if you don't hold like the Pre-Chadosh, if you say it like the Ramah, so then it wasn't clear to me. It's not. Let's go with the way the Ramah says it. So if you're always sick and you always do it, so then just daven with the Reyach Ra. Just daven with the Reyach Ra. Right. If your whole life you'll have this problem, so you're not docha the tefillah, so go daven with the reyach ra. It's only the rabbanon.
You still wait if there's a reyach.
That's what the Pre-Chadosh says. The Ramah doesn't say it that way. Like osi iser hafokol shu reyach ra shein lo ikar. The Achronim talk about this. The Achronim talk about if there's a machlokes Ramah and Pre-Chadosh. Talk about it. The Rosh Hashulchan talks about it. It's discussed in the Achronim. It's mashma is a machlokus. That means, to me, it's mashma in the Ramah, from the Tshuvas HaRamah, that was the issue the whole time. The issue the whole time was that, in other words, if you'll always be mafiach, and you'll always have time to wait for the Reach Ra to dissipate, and you'll be able to daven, then I don't know if there would be an Isser. See, that was my suffix. According to the Ramah, What is the Rama say? The siman is when it happens. It happened one day. But if that's a chronic condition, then just daven, and daven with the reyach ra. That means according to the Rama, we're talking that you can't, you wouldn't be able to daven without violating the reyach ra.
Why does the Rav say that it has to be talking about that you don't wait? Why?
Because so why does the Rama say what he says? He says if it's a chronic condition, so
you not docha tefillah, but you still apply the regular rules of reyach.
But he doesn't say that. He says lo osi iser hafakah shehu reyach ra shein lo ikad rakisam midrabanon.
The dachi.
And it's right. That means go daven with the reyach ra shein lo ikad, which is an old. He's saying you have a choice between, let's say, kriyashma, doing the diaraisa, or being dachil diaraisa because of minister drabbanon. That means he'll always be my fiach, and there will always be a reyach ra. He can't, like, by the time he waits for the reyach ra to dissipate, he's done it again. So he can't daven. So that's what it's mashma to me. That according to the Rama, we're talking about a situation that there's always a reyach ra around. So maybe according to the Rama, that was the whole issur in the first place of the whole siman, that there's always a reyach ra around. And lu yitzuya, that's not the case, but you can wait for it to dissipate, the way the Prichodesh says it. And you can wait for it to dissipate and you'll just daven. Then maybe the whole siman hasn't been said. And maybe you can go daven. If you pass wind, you wait for the reyach ra to stop and continue davening. Even though it's not mashma like that. I didn't get a clarity. I looked in the Achronim, it's not clear. Derech HaShulchan says, I believe Derech HaShulchan, where did I look? Not Derech HaShulchan. I saw in an Achron. An Achron wants to suggest there's no machlekes with Rama and Prichadosh. I don't know, to me it's clear there is something of a machlekes here. So let me summarize. It's not so clear. To me, it's like this. You learn the siman. There's no mention of reyach ra in the siman. In the siman, it's clear just the fact that you pierce wind during kriyashma, during tefillah, you're not allowed to say kriyashma and tefillah. That's in the machaber. But then the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says as follows. The machaber is only talking about if it's a one day thing. But if it's a chronic condition, then we. Now listen to what the Rama says. If it's a chronic condition, we don't let the iser of davening with a reyach ra by hafacha, which is ein lo ikur, which is only an iser derabbanon, we don't let that push aside kriyashma and tefillah. So, whoa! So that means according to the Rama, that's what we were dealing with. Davening with the iser hafacha. That means when the mechaber said that you can't hold yourself back mila hafiach, it means mila hafiach and a reyach ra, and you can't get rid of the reyach ra. So then the Rama comes along and says, if it's a chronic condition, daven with the reyach ra. That's what he says. The Prichodesh though says, if it's a chronic condition, then you wait. So that means the Prichodesh taka learned in the mechaber the way we said. The iser is to daven with hafacha, nothing to do with reyach ra. And then he says, but that's only if it's a one-day thing. But if it's a chronic thing, daven with hafacha, and just wait for the reyach ra to go away, and then continue davening. So the big difference, the way the Rama says it, and the way the Prichodesh says it. Now, again, there is an achron that says there's no machlekes, as you said, and everybody's talking about the same thing, everybody's on the same page, and certainly the iser is straight, hafacha is an iser, and just wait, and that's what they're... I don't know how they learn up the Rama's lashon. It's very... Rama doesn't say that. It's very open, not like the Rama. Okay, we'll leave it at this. Maybe I'll do some more checking, Alina, tonight, tomorrow, and we'll see more of a clear maskana. Right now, if you would ask me, if there's an iser to daven just with hafacha, and just wait and deal with the reyach ra, as the halacha demands, sounds to me like it's machlekes Rama and Prichodesh. According to Prichodesh, even a one-day situation. But the question is, what's the case of the Rama? Of the Shulchan Aruch? What's the Shulchan Aruch's problem? From the way they say, Bamed Dvarim Amurim one day, but if it's chronic, now the Rama says, but if it's chronic, don't care about the Reyach Ra. So that means we were talking about Reyach Ra the whole time. So to me, that's a mashmos that without Reyach Ra, there's no Isser. But it's really not mashma like that in the Mechaber. You don't have a guf maki if you're mefiach. So I'm it's not clear. It's fair. No, if you can hold it in, it's okay. It's only with tzrachim that that's a problem. With hafacha, it's not a problem. Holding in hafacha is not a problem. No. Yeah, that's why the Mishnah Berurah never understood the whole Kriyat Shema business. If that was the earlier Mishnah Berurah, that's why he says the whole Kriyat Shema thing is lav davka. The Mechaber can't possibly mean Kriyat Shema. How can we push off a D'oraisa because of this? Okay, I'll do some more research tonight. Maybe we'll have more clarity tomorrow.